He broke so many tackles on that run. Like, who had a shot at him? Everyone. And he just refused to go down. There was some good hard running last night from David Montgomery and from Kenneth Walker. And then you had shot out of a cannon, Jahmyr Gibbs as well. Lions offense, that is how the user's manual reads. That is before the season, what the user's manual said it was supposed to be like.
Well, the book Friday Night Lights and the movie Friday Night Lights, that the whole thing was be perfect.
Yeah.
Jared Goff was literally perfect last night with 18 of 18.
Unless that throw up into the stands was not caught by someone. And maybe we can get some
confirmation. Well, it was after the play, so it didn't matter.
Oh, well, that's true.
Gator, when you were in the press box, did you know that Jared Goff was perfect?
I did, and I didn't say anything.
Okay, so you just knew it on your own. They didn't alert you guys or anything?
Well, no, they didn't alert us. Okay. I'm like, I don't think he's missed a pass. I'm thinking to myself, and I quick looked at the stats, and I saw that he had.
Oh, did they hand out the halftime stats too, right?
But I was looking at my phone because this is after halftime. I'm like, I know he's doing well. And I kept my mouth kind of closed for a while, and at some point in the fourth quarter, I must have told Stoney. Or did I just point, like, I look at the stat sheet, and I pointed. Stat sheet is what I said.
Okay, because I talked to Doug this morning. Yeah, it was sheet. I talked to Doug this morning, and you were watching from home, Doug. I assume, you know, of course, how many times did they bring it up? When did they start alerting you? Because in the stands,
Goff is 7 for 7. Goff is 10 for 10.
Yeah. I had no idea, and the people around me, no one mentioned it at all. Like, I came home, started driving home, and turned on the radio and said, whoa, Goff was perfect tonight? And I started thinking, he didn't miss a pass.
And then he throws the incompletion in the end zone. I'm like, oh, well, there it is. And then you see the flag, and then they realize, oh, they're going to accept the penalty and going to go back. Okay. So, and Stoney says, well, that doesn't count then, right? I'm like, no, it doesn't. He's back to being perfect.
Okay, so the Tigers, and we'll get to your phone calls momentarily, they have released their playoff roster for this first-round series against the Houston Astros. There was some question of whether or not they would carry 13 pitchers. They will not carry 13 pitchers. Kenta Maeda did not make the postseason roster. The pitchers are Bo Brisky, Jason Foley, Sean Gundog Millionaire Gunther, Brennan Hanafee, Tyler Holton, Brant Herter, Jackson Job, Ty Madden, Casey Mize, Reese Olson, Tarek Skubal, Will Vest.
It's just a who's who.
Right.
No, it's really a who's who.
It's a who the F are these guys, and which is what the rest of Major League Baseball is asking about this Tiger ambush on the season. The position players, Kerry Carpenter, Dylan Dingler, Riley Green, Andy Ibañez, Jace Young made it, Colt Keith, Wenciel Perez, Justin Henry Molloy did make it, Zach McKinstry, Parker Meadows, Jake Rogers, Trey Sweeney, Spencer Torkelson, and Matt Vierling. There was some question about whether or not they would go 13 pitchers. They did not.
And there was question whether or not Evan Petzl thought that maybe Akil Badu would make the roster. Yep. He did not. So effectively, it's the same roster they had, except you take off
Maeda,
and they left Madden on, which is interesting. So Ty Madden is on the roster.
Is there one more? Because they could expand the roster a couple spots. But at the end of the season, who from the end of the season didn't make it? I'm knowing blanket on somebody, but nonetheless. Oh, no Keiter Montero.
Well, you are correct, sir. So they kept So to keep Madden, there's no Keiter Montero. But yep. I'm not surprised by that because Montero pitched Sunday and he pitched like 3 innings.
Yep.
And threw, I don't know, 60 pitches. I think it was 58. So he's been a starter.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't use him, clearly not Tuesday. They wouldn't use him Wednesday. The earliest he might have pitched again would have been Thursday if necessary.
Yep.
And they like the swing and miss that Ty Madden brings. I'm surprised Madden's on the team.
Yeah, that's interesting. In the meantime, they've released the starting lineup. Now, this is interesting. Here you go. Matt Vierling will lead off. Justin Henry Molloy is DHing and hitting second. Batting third, Riley Green in left field. Andy Ibañez will hit cleanup at second base. Wenciel Perez in right field hitting fifth. Spencer Torkelson at first will hit sixth. Parker Meadows in center field will hit seventh.
Not ninth. Okay.
Jake Rogers will catch and hit eighth. Trey Sweeney will play shortstop and hit ninth. So they didn't put Kerry Carpenter in the lineup. Justin Henry Molloy, who I'm going to have to go back and find out when his last hit was. They're going with him hitting second.
Because he hits lefties.
Yep. And I'm not sure he has been lately, but yes, he does, in, as a general rule.
Carpenter does not.
Nope.
And but you know the Kerry Carpenter is going to get, he'll get in the bat. He is going to come to the plate at some point today.
Probably. Justin Henry Molloy is 2-for-22 in September. His last hit came on September 7th.
Hmm.
And you know what I expect? I expect him to have two hits today.
Oh, no, he's getting a two-run bomb. Mark it down. Yep. It's happening.
Well, he also has the team's best OPS against left-handed pitching. In 48 at-bats, he's got an 893 OPS,
mm-hmm.
which is better than Mark Canna. Oh, wait, he's not here anymore.
No.
Andy Ibañez is next on the team with an 802 OPS against lefties. It's and Torkelson is at 798 against lefties. I have a it's a hunch, Doug. It's a hunch.
Okay, let's hear it.
I got a hunch Tork's going to have a nice series.
Okay. Gators on the record. People don't know the rules of the hunch here on our show. You don't have to back it up. You don't have to support it in any way. Just, hey, here's my hunch.
It's just a hunch.
Interesting news, though, with Justin Henry Molloy. The way that AJ pulls strings on this lineup, hitting him second, well, I fully expect him to have a good game.
Yes, but normally who hits second?
Well, they had Veerling hitting second and Ibañez hitting leadoff against Crochet on Friday night, their last big game against a lefty.
So with because you're playing a lefty, you're not going to have Parker Meadows hit leadoff. So you have a different guy. And typically throughout the season, you've seen, I guess you've seen Riley Green or you've seen Kerry Carpenter hitting second or third, you know, kind of a combination of those guys. So like I said, I think you're going to see Kerry Carpenter at some point. They're going to have to knock out Valdez to do it. Now, will Houston just go straight up lefties the whole time in this game to keep Kerry Carpenter on the bench? I mean, at some point, you got to trust Kerry Carpenter to try to hit lefties.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the time. It's such a short series, though, and you don't want to go down without swinging with your best players, right?
Of course not. You know, he's only, as you mentioned, he's just 3-for-28, but one of those hits is a home run.
And nothing should surprise us about a Tiger lineup. Who am I kidding? 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Dan's on a cell, and he's on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Doug. How you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you.
I guess Sparky's looking down and saying, who the hell are these boys? Yep. I don't know.
Yep.
Quite bless you, boys. But who are these guys?
Yep.
I was reading some of the national media coverage this morning, and they really think a couple of the opinions that I read that the Tigers have a managerial advantage in this series, managerial plus coaching, probably with Chris Fetter and AJ. And how do you think that manifested? And you guys were going over it and been in the lineup. It's, you know, has AJ been with these guys, the guys that we don't know, but he's known maybe for a few years and he knows what they're capable of and he can get the most out of them. And we've been doubting him. We've been frustrated by him, but.
Well, look, I mean, I think AJ, if you look at this second half of the season, A.J. Hinch has gone from a guy that people are putting heat on to a strong candidate for American League Manager of the Year. Like he's been unbelievable. And so I think if people are saying that the Tigers have an advantage as far as manager's concerned, I think it's just look at the work that he's done. I don't know that's particularly complicated.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
He's punching all the right buttons. I mean, the team that he has been handed, right, that Scott Harris puts together and says, okay, here's your team. I don't think is anything special. When you look at the beginning of the season, you're looking at these guys, you're like, okay, there's a couple guys here that we like, but I don't know about the rest of these dudes. And then as the season goes on, you change it, you alter it, you trade guys away, you drop guys, you promote guys, and here we have this roster that is still, it's amazing how many players are on this roster that you wouldn't have known last year.
We'll get back to your open line calls. Plus, ESPN, 27 experts pick the winning of each series. How many of the 27 do you think took the Tigers? We will get to that coming up at 11:46 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.